How's it going today? I'll just take questions.
You think you have done enough to get your team into the playoffs this spring?
Well, you know, again, it really isn't so much about what I do or don't do or what anyone else does. The game's played on the ice, you know, and the guys have played their hearts out to this point. I'm, you know, real proud of this group that, you know, that competes in the Jets uniform and you know, really looking forward to moving forward. So I tried to address, you know, maybe some of the holes and some of the needs that we had either through because of injury or because of, you know, just situation circumstance. And, you know, again, I feel comfortable that, you know, moving forward here, we're a better team than we were a few days ago. And I think it's going to be an exciting race to the finish.
Could you just recap your day? Give us an idea of how busy it was for you.
You know, today was maybe a little bit different than, you know, than most, I guess, deadline days in the sense of, you know, after what we've accomplished in the last couple of days and making some trades, some of the, you know, the comments and the things that come up in a day like today is, you know, weighing the pros and cons of, you know, adding another body into the room that is new, you know, from a perspective of, you know, how many players can you add at a certain period of time where maybe it becomes too much. You know, those are some of the conversations that, you know, that you do have, you know, today. We added a lot of bodies in a very short period of time. Obviously some on a big trade and some of them on a couple of, you know, different type of deals. So, those things go into play. We focused a little bit more on hockey deals today to see if there was, a couple out there that, you know, that maybe, would make some sense for us, to see if that was something that, you know, was in the offing. But at the end of the day, you know, we felt, you know, very comfortable with what we have and what, where things are at moving forward.
Were you close at any point?
I guess you never really know if you're close or not, if you don't get the deal done type thing. But there were some interesting things, a couple of things maybe that we'll put into the memory banks, you know, from a moving forward perspective. And like anything, it's a learning process along the way. You through the conversations, you maybe find out a little bit more about, you know, what the other GM is thinking about his team. You know, again, sometimes these things don't fall right into place. Just because it's the trade deadline doesn't necessarily mean that all the trades that you talk about happen right now.
Dating all the way back to December 18th when you got Jay Harrison, you've acquired essentially five NHL players, giving up one injured and another NHL player. Are you happy with what you were able to accomplish?
Well, when we sat back in the Jay Harrison trade specifically, you know, the interesting thing about that is when, you know, obviously we were depleted on defense and we searched around for an option. In a way, we rationalized when we gave up a pick that this was, you know, probably a pre-deadline, you know, type of acquisition because, you know, we felt obviously, or at least hoped that we would get back to healthy at some point in time and that that would give us some additional depth on defense. And it's been tested several times already, even when we thought we had some depth on defense after the injuries came back, it got tested again. So that really kind of, you know, kicked some things off. I saw the spark that it gave the dressing room, or at least the light in the guy's eyes to say, hey, you know what, there is some help here in some dire times. And you know, hopefully that again, when Stepniak gets into the lineup here and meets the group, that level of excitement will be there. We saw, you know, whether we got a bounce or not with Tolusti, it seems that the chemistry of the lines and where he plays, you know, seems to fit in well. So those are always big things when, you know, when you do make acquisitions. Sometimes you have to subtract from your locker room, you know, and there's some costs that go with that. And sometimes, in some cases here, it was picks involved as well. So integrating people in and you know, becoming a team that's going to be hard to play against down the stretch, that's the task at hand now.
Most of your transactions were done, with the exception, of course, of the Stempniak trade the other night, were done a few weeks ahead of time. Did it play in your favor to get such great value to be dealing a few weeks ahead of the deadline?
Well, I think that, again, some of that was out of necessity, and some of that, you know, maybe, you know, will turn out in some respects to bear out that it might have been a plus. But you know, the conversations start, you know, long before a lot of deals happen. You know, the level of urgency at some points in time gets ratcheted up, maybe because your own internal circumstances. Certainly when Matty Perreault went down, you know, with an injury, that was a very serious thing for us. He's a big part of our lineup. And you know, now with the acquisitions and you know, the eventual return of him, I think we're going to be real strong in that regard. You know, Matt Halaschuk, the same thing, is that, you know, when you have a heart and soul player like Halley out of the lineup and doing the things that he was doing for us, that hurts. But, you know, hopefully he'll be back here soon. He's, you know, skated again today on his own and you know, is working towards, you know, that kind of return in short order. So those, again, at some point in time, you have to say, okay, this is our group, and this is who we're moving forward with. And at a point in time today, I picked up the phone and you know, had a one last conversation with Paul, and I said, are you comfortable with where we're at and the group and the depth and, you know, the players that we have in St. John's, you know, potentially to come in, you know, from that side of it? And he said, yeah, let's go. So that was pretty much all I needed to hear.
Paul, you knew it was, or Paul, sorry, Kevin, you knew it was going to take time to mold and shape this roster. What goes through your mind when you look at it today compared to 2011?
You know, I try not to really look back, you know, at it in those regards. We're really, you know, trying to look forward and trying to keep, you know, planning and trying to, you know, take that next step as an organization, as opposed to looking, you know, back at the past. But when I do look at the roster today and I look at how, you know, the guys compete for each other and the closeness that that the group has and you know, just, you know, the excitement to where we're at, you know, that's an exciting thing, I think, from you know, from everyone's standpoint. Certainly from the player's standpoint, I think they enjoy the opportunity that's in front of them here to you know, to try and earn that right to play in the playoffs, and that's real exciting.
You have 8 pending UFAs now. Did you spend much time today talking with any agents and anything on that front?
I did have a conversation with Michael Frolik's agent. You know, basically what I told him, I said, look, I'm not trading Michael, and you know, we're going to have ample opportunity to have conversations and continue, you know, where things are at there. And it was a good conversation, but I didn't want to you know, have any misconception out there that that, you know, there was any possibility that I was trading Michael at this point in time.
It was draft and develop when you first got here for a pretty obvious necessity. Is it still draft and develop, or is it a new stage? Like, you know, you were a seller quite often at the deadline in the past. And so if it is a new stage, and can you kind of characterize that, and what precipitated that change in things?
Well, I think you know, it's about asset management at different points in time too. And sometimes you have to, you know, sell at different points in time to create some assets. And I think if you look back at some of those picks that, you know, maybe we did have back then, those are the players that we're excited about, you know, about turning pro and coming into our future. But, you know, you're always keeping an eye on the now as well. And you know, again, you're looking for that chemistry, you're looking for that fit. And I, you know, I think there's a good group here right now that, you know, that has earned, you know, this right, to add some pieces, to have some players, you know, added. Again, you're always trying to find the bargains and trying to find the right deals out there that that make sense for you. But we feel like we made some acquisitions that did cost us some pieces, and we were all right with that. We're real good with you know, doing the things that we did. And does it change, you know, where we're at as an organization? You know, again, I think that the players play the game on the ice, and that is, you know, that drives you to where you're at here right now. I'd love some, you know, opportunity at some point in time for some of those players that we're talking about that we've drafted to come into the lineup, like, you know, like obviously Lowry and, you know, unfortunately Ben Chiarot's hurt, but Ben Chiarot, you know, those are the things that are giving us the life here and buoying us. So, you know, if along the way more of those things happen, then it just gives us more flexibility to, you know, to continue to grow the franchise.
There was a time when if you had traded from what you had, you would have been taking, you know, you would have been filling other holes, but creating
right
more holes in your organization. Are you past that stage, do you think?
Well, you know, I guess we've got some players in St. John's right now that I think that if we do have to call up, I think that, you know, are capable players of coming up here and filling in. So I guess in some respects, you know, jumping out and maybe going and getting another rental or going and getting another piece here at the deadline, I guess what I am saying is that, you know what, I do feel comfortable with some of the guys that are there. So, you know, maybe we don't have to, you know, search outside as much at different opportunities. I guess the next stage is really, you know, are those young players ready to step in and push some of the incumbents out? And that's, you know, that's where time bears itself out.
much do you watch other teams during this trade deadline period, not just today, but the last couple of weeks, particularly the teams in the West and teams you might be head-to-head with here at playoff time?
You're watching them, I think, more for, the asset value, trying to ascertain really where, what the costs are, what the assets are, so that if you do have to go out into a deal, you know what the prices, really are. Trying to, build your team to compete with one individual team is very dangerous. And, there are certain teams that, obviously, have really good foundations and bases and feel they need to tweak it in some areas, and some teams don't. And they're both right. It really comes down to their own individual situation. So to try and mimic or say, well, because he got him and I better go get him, that's a very dangerous thing. I think what you do is you have to speak to your people internally. You have to feel like, again, can this guy go to another level, or if we do this, or what are our holes? And you're really trying to build your own roster. But you do look at the outside to see, okay, what's the going price? What's happening? What are the trade values out there? Because in a lot of cases, you're in the same market. You make choices of whether you're going to pay that value or not. And there's that education process along the way. And there's different pressures. There's injuries on some teams, and some teams there's not. Some teams there's salary restrictions, some teams not. And obviously, some teams are, legitimate Stanley Cup champions if they just get that one more piece in their mind. And, so you have to, take that in stride.
Having said that, then, if you look now, how does the West look over the last 2 weeks? What's changed?
The West is as tough as it ever was. I think that, again, whether teams, bulked up or didn't bulk up, it's going to be a battle each and every night. I think that, just in the nature of the game, sometimes the teams that don't make any moves, they know that they've got what they want internally, and they're fine with it. You've seen a lot of huge deadline moves in the past, and I don't know that there was any, to speak of sort of today, but in the past you see that maybe that top guy that everyone is chasing, and it's the big price, and ultimately they don't win in the end. So, again, it is chemistry. It is, that feeling of doing it together on the ice is what you're trying to foster.
Kevin, obviously when you enter a season, you want to win as many hockey games as you can. You want to, compete for the Stanley Cup. But at what point during this season did you recognize what the team had earned, what the team was doing, and decide that it was important to try and be a playoff team this year?
Well, I have the fortune of watching pretty much all the games. Unless I'm out scouting, I'm generally with the team. I've got a close relationship, obviously, with Paul. We have conversations on a daily basis. I'm around the guys, quite a bit more so, just in a casual manner to see, where they're at. So, you get a good pulse and feel for the team. And I don't know that there's any one single time that you say, okay, aha, this team is, let's go forward with that. It's just the whole body of work that you watch them, and you see how they compete when it's good, and you see how they, compete and where they're at as a group when things aren't going well, and maybe you learn a little bit more about them, at times like that. So, at the end of the day, having Paul, lead our group, and what we've gotten to at this point, I don't even want to say accomplished, because we've accomplished nothing yet, is that it's exciting for the players. I'm real excited to watch them compete down the stretch here, and just like I think the fans of Winnipeg are.
Paul made a comment earlier today that he felt there was an opportunity here for players from outside the organization coming in to get a feel for the potential of Winnipeg, what's in the room, the motivations of the organization, the opportunity here, and that when players got a taste, they might be convinced that there is something here worth being a part of. Is that an important aspect of this down the stretch and possibly into the playoffs as well?
Well, I think it's just an inherent thing with this organization, is that I do believe that once people get here and once people are part of our group, that they are a part of the family. And I think they genuinely feel that from, whether it's, getting picked up at the airport, or whether it's, what we ever, do for their families, or the different things that we do, or, what the organization, allows us to provide, and, top-notch travel, all the things that we try to do to help the players play the best that they possibly can. I think the players recognize that. And, you know, when they step out on the ice at the MTS Center, it doesn't take much for them, you know, to understand the passion that, you know, that is here when, you know, everyone's wearing a Jets jersey and, you know, chanting "Go Jets, go," or the True North in the anthem. Those players feel it, and they know it, and they know it's real. It's not a contrived, emotion. It's not a something that's manufactured. It's something that you know, comes from the very fabric of this community. And I think there's something to be said for that. There's a lot of cities that are bigger than ours. There's a a lot of locations maybe that don't have the climate that that we do. But you know, I don't know that there's a place in the National Hockey League that has the sense of community and the sense of family that, you know, can be fostered, you know, here in this organization and this community.
The last thing I wanted to ask was just, is it harder now for you? Because up until this point, you could do something about it. And
you know,
now
it is interesting. It is a different feel. Like, literally the moment that it clicks, you know, the time, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you let the balloon go at that point in time. And but knowing that, you know, you're letting it go to the hands of the group of guys that we have here and letting it go to the hands of, you know, Paul Maurice and his staff. And, you know, you now I can, you know, you turn your attention to a lot of different things on the scouting side. The, you know, obviously we've, you know, we acquired, you know, another first round pick this year. So that is going to be, you know, a real sense of focus for myself here down the stretch as far as trying to get up to speed with, you know, as much of the draft list as possible. Haven't had the opportunity to maybe jump out as much as I'd like to. And, you know, this year, given, you know, some of the, you know, the injury side of things and trying to, you know, to scramble in those regards to acquire players. But that's the fun part. Like, it's, you know, it's now, you know, now you sit back and watch. Not that I really could effectuate much anyway. It's you know, again, it's in good hands with Paul and certainly with leadership that we have in the dressing room with guys like Andrew Ladd. You know, he's won two cups. He knows the, you know, he knows the feelings. He knows the excitement. And that's an important part.
Kevin, you sounded very decisive about not trading Michael Frolicte.
Yep.
How committed are you now to getting him signed?
Well, you know, again, it's not just about Michael Frolik. We've got several other, you know, potential UFAs that are in our organization, and again, that are contributing, you know, greatly to this team. So, you know, as far as the, you know, the commitment to the organization to keep building it, we're gonna do the things that we need to do to keep building the organization. Whether it's, you know, trying to sign our own UFAs. You know, that's obviously, you know, a priority. You get a chance to get to know them and see them. But, you know, that has never changed, you know, from the moment that, you know, we started talking.
Are you actively trying to sign him?
Well, actively, I guess I did have a conversation with his agent and I told him, you know, where things, you know, were at as far as, you know, that goes. I'm not, you know, wasn't looking to, you know, use any leverage points or anything like that. Michael was a part of this team. He's a part of, you know, where this, you know, this has gotten to. Drew Stafford's a part of, you know, this, this organization and, you know, going to be a part of where things get to. Yuri Talusti and Lee Stepniak, you know, all these acquisitions, you know, are potentially UFAs and, you know, that's all going to be factored into the equation moving forward.
Chevy, when you see Stempniak on the ice tomorrow, what are you expecting from him? And overall, what are your, I guess, ideas of him as a hockey player to bring him into this group and hopefully get your club moving forward still?
Well, Lee's, you know, Lee's got a lot of experience in the league. He's, you know, obviously he's played a lot of National Hockey League games. He's played, he's had some playoff games as recently, obviously, as last year. He's someone that can play up and down the lineup. And, you know, I know he's really looking forward to the opportunity to play, you know, within our group. And, you know, we were looking for, you know, another player to augment our top nine within our group. And you know, again, we feel comfortable with adding him that, you know, we've added some flexibility and given Paul some flexibility on how to play the different players. Obviously, he's played power play in the past. He's played penalty kill in the past. You know, he's had opportunity to play left side and he's played right side. So, again, having an experienced player that has flexibility, and we've seen it, you know, how quickly things can change, you know, nightly on a, you know, on a lineup basis. So part of your job or part of my job is to, you know, allow Paul, you know, or give him the most options that he has. And I think with a player like Stepniak, it gives us a, you know, quite a few options on how he wants to, you know, get the lineup situated. And, you know, at some point in time, we hope that, you know, we'll be healthy. And you see a Matty Perreault coming back into lineup and a Matt Halaschuk. And again, those are, you know, those are good problems to have because that means you'll have a real deep lineup. But, you know, as I was talking with Sarah this morning here, it's like I just, you know, can't wait for that day to happen. I don't know if it has happened, you know, yet, but you know, again, we've weathered some difficult times. You know, we went down. You know, four or five defensemen were hurt for an extended period of time, and we found a way to stay in it and compete. You know, we've gone through a stretch here with some forwards. Hopefully, by acquisition of some guys, we'll find a way to continue to compete. And you know, down the line, you know, you hope that you know, the good fortunes, you know, start to come your way when it comes to you know, to those kind of things. And when you do, and you have depth, then you know, hopefully that's a good mixture.
You checked off a lot of boxes. You know, you replaced a Kane who was injured, improved your blue line. Added prospects, added a pick, added scoring depth, a ton of things. What's the one? Are there one or two things that you would have liked to have gotten done that you don't think you got done? Is there one piece that you wanted to add that you didn't add?
You know, that would, you know, in some ways maybe disrespectful to some of the players that are, you know, in the room here. I think that you analyze and you see what, you know, what's out there. You're always, you know, you pay your pro scouts and that to evaluate and rank and try and see, is this guy better than that guy? And, you know, sometimes, you know, you make pie in the sky trade offers to other teams just to say, yeah, you know what, you never know. Sure, would you like one of those to fall into place? Yeah, you'd love to. But, you know, again, we've got some depth within the organization. I think that was, you know, a key thing. I think it really just comes down to the group of guys that are there now I'm real comfortable with.
Of all the guys you did trade for, you own Tyler Myers.
All the guys I didn't? Did?
You did.
Okay.
Did. You own Tyler Myers for a long time.
Yeah.
Are you pleased with what he's shown so far?
Yeah, unfortunately, I really didn't get to see his goal yesterday. You know, I saw the highlights of it and saw the that. It was right during that time that I actually, you know, got the phone call from New York and started the, you know, the Stepniak deal, or at least completed the Stepniak deal yesterday. So, you know, I think Tyler's fit in real well. I think Drew's fit in real well. I think Yuri's fit in well. And, you know, I'm real confident that Lee is going to as well. And, you know, but Tyler is, you know, obviously, you know, he's a big man out there. He's got a long reach. Skates exceptionally well for, you know, for a guy like that, and can shoot the puck. And I think, you know, there's that level of excitement that you can genuinely see, you know, in his game. And you know, it's kind of a, and again, I don't want to put words in his mouth because it's really, you know, he's the player. But you know, he looks very renewed and refreshed.